Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. Well, this week is certainly about keeping life in perspective, and we're talking about getting out of harm's way. And really, most of our discussion has centered around Hurricane Irma and what's happened as a result of it and leading up to it and some of the things to think about. And really, we talked about the helplessness the storm brings, the fact that, you know, we are in a position where we can't do anything about it. We can't control the weather. You know, we're at the whim of whatever Mother Nature decides to throw at us. But at the same time, there have been some wonderful developments in terms of advances in storm tracking and stricter building codes and stronger structures all around. So it's helped us to withstand. It's helped us to figure things out ahead of time and helped us to get out of the way in certain cases because we do have some forewarning around it. But then the decision comes to when do you run? When do you get out of the way? And what's at stake there? And you have to look at the severity of the storm and the safety of yourself and your family and look at your human life above stuff, right? Stuff is irrelevant. It can all be replaced. It's human life that can't be replaced. And then I walked you through yesterday the episode that I went through in terms of leaving Florida, driving to Washington, D.C., and then getting on a flight out to Denver and everything involved. Certainly, it was an expensive proposition, a lot of time, energy, aggravation, but at the end of the day, I knew my family was safe, and that was what it was all about. But the other thing to think about here is contingency planning. When times like this come, you have to think about what you're going to do. And you also want to be slightly ahead of the curve if you can get there. Because if you wait until everybody else decides on doing the same thing, you end up being stuck in traffic, not being able to get flights. And sometimes you have to think a little bit differently than everyone else. And in my case, it was happened on the way to Atlanta, thinking that I have a flight in Atlanta. I had a contingency. I had a hotel booked in Orlando. I had a hotel booked in Jacksonville. It looked like neither one of those areas were going to be spared. So then we make the decision to drive to Atlanta. And in driving to Atlanta, we thought, well, maybe let's see if we can get a flight out of Atlanta to Denver. And I looked into that, and we had a flight, and we had even a hotel for one night, but couldn't get the hotel for any longer than a night. And then the traffic got so bad that we didn't think we could make Atlanta. So the next contingency was let's go to Washington, D.C. And of course, I told you the details on that one. So it's really thinking a step or two ahead and then looking at other ways to say, okay, how can I get around what everyone else is doing? Are there contingencies? Is there any other ideas of what I can do to get myself in a position where I can move faster or I can get ahead of the curve? And that's really part of what I did. Now, did I do great in that situation here? Probably not as well as I could have done, but still better than what a lot of people did. So it's just having that plan in place, figuring out and being willing to change when the conditions change and roll with those changes is really what it's all about. If you know of anybody that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link's joelbrookman.com, and from there, they can get to other links to iTunes or to Stitcher. And if you're on iTunes and you haven't subscribed yet, I ask please that you would subscribe. And in doing so, if you have an opportunity to leave us a review, that would be very much appreciated as well. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. In through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me on Monday for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. For today and for this weekend, do what you can. If you know bad things are coming your way, do what you can to get out of harm's way. Figure out a game plan. Look at contingencies. But first and foremost, just remember the most important thing is human life. Above things, above money, above everything else. And the number one thing and the number one obligation I would suggest would be to keep yourself and keep the people around you safe.